إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. Alhamdulillah, we praise Allah and we seek His assistance and we seek His forgiveness. And we seek refuge in Allah from the evil within ourselves and from our bad deeds. Whoever Allah guides, there is none that can lead him astray. And whoever is led astray, then there is no guide for him. I bear witness that no God has the right to be worshipped other than Allah. He is alone and has no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad is His slave and His messenger. O you who believe, fear Allah as you ought to be feared and don't die except as Muslims. O humanity, fear your Lord who has created you from a single soul and created from it its mate and scattered from them too many men and women. And fear Allah to whom you demand your mutual rights and don't cut off relations with the wombs that bore you. Indeed Allah is a raqib over you. O you who believe, fear Allah and say that which is correct in order that He may accept from you your deeds and forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His messenger has achieved the greatest achievement. Amma ba'du. Certainly the most truthful speech is the book of Allah. And the finest guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the most evil of affairs are newly invented matters in this deen. And every newly invented matter in this deen is a bid'ah. And every bid'ah is a string. And every string is in the hellfire. Brothers and sisters in Islam, I advise myself and I advise you all to fear Allah. To fear Allah as you ought to be feared and not to die except as Muslims. And to listen to the guidance of the last prophet and messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, as he says in this hadith al-mutawatir, his statement sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إن الإسلام بدأ غريبا فسيعود غريبا كما بدأ فطوبى للغرباء. قيل يا رسول الله ومن هم؟ قال الذين يصلحون وفي رواية يصلحون ما أفسد الناس. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this hadith mutawatir. And mutawatir means that this hadith, it has been narrated to us by so many of the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa radiyallahu anhum and the people who came after them, that the narration to us is like the narration of the Quran to us. That so many people have memorized it. So many people have understood it, and it has been passed on generation after generation so widely that it has taken the category called mutawatir, like the Quran has been reported to us, showing the extreme authenticity of this hadith collected by Imam Muslim and other than Imam Muslim, where the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Indeed, Islam began strange. And it will return to being strange just as it began. So give glad tidings to the ghuraba." Give glad tidings to the strangers. They said, who are they, Ya Rasulullah? He said, they are the people who correct themselves when the people have been corrupt. Or they are the people who correct the people when the people become corrupt. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he stated this statement to his companions 1400 years ago, and Islam was strange. And we see now 1400 years later that we're living in almost the same strangeness that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions lived in. The Messenger of Allah alayhi wa sallam, they were living in Mecca amidst the mushrikeen. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guided us to Islam and tested us with living amidst the mushrikeen here in Mecca. The people who have embraced Islam, who have accepted Islam, they are strangers amidst the rest of the people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us strange. Believing in Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and being obedient to Him has made us strange in the land of disbelief. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had called humanity to His deen with His statement, إِنَّ الدِّينَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامِ. Indeed, the deen, the way of life with Allah is al-Islam. But we only see a handful of people embracing al-Islam. We see that we are strange in the land of the disbelievers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told humanity that He has perfected His deen. اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. This day I have completed for you your deen. I have completed for you your way of life. And I have completed my blessings to you. And I've chosen for you humanity al-Islam as a way of life. Islam as a deen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed humanity with al-Islam. Has chosen for humanity al-Islam. And we see that only a handful of strangers have embraced this Islam. Walhamdulillah. This is the only deen, the only way of life that will be accepted from humanity. Yet we see humanity running away from the deen of Islam. So much so that we feel like we're strangers and our submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah won't accept anything from humanity except Islam. As Allah tells us, وَمَنْ يَبَتَغِ غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقَبَلَ مِنْهُ وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. That whoever desires a deen other than Islam, it will never be accepted of him, and in the hereafter he will be among the losers. We're calling the people to Islam day and night, alhamdulillah, and we still remain as strangers. Islam began strange, and it will return to being strange the way it began, so give glad tidings to the strangers. As strangers among the believers, we see that the believers amongst the Muslims are strangers amongst the Muslims. Those people who actually believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and submit to the will of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala amongst the Muslims, they find themselves being strangers amongst the Muslims from their submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we know that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala reminds us as He says, قَالَتِ الْأَعْرَابُ آمَنَّا قُلْ لَمْ تُؤْمِنُوا وَلَكِنْ قُولُوا أَسْلَمْنَا وَلَمَّا يَدْخُلِ الْإِيمَانُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says that the desert Arabs, the Bedouin Arabs, they say, we have believed. We are the believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't say you have believed, rather say you have accepted Islam, because belief has not yet entered into your heart. This belief is obedience to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if we look at the ummah of Muslims, we see that those who are obedient to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those who are raised to the level of believers, as we know that the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam has told us that there are levels of Islam and Iman and Ihsan, that those who have raised themselves to the level of believers, the Muslims, as the Muslims are asking them, why are you obeying Allah and His Messenger? You don't have to go that far and to obey your Lord and to obey your Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Take it easy, enjoy life, don't be so strict. Is obedience to Allah and obedience to His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being strict? Never. It's holding fast to that which Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has commanded us. Those believers amongst the Muslims, they find themselves as strangers amongst the rest of the Muslims. Amongst those believers, amongst the Muslims, you find the people of knowledge. And the people of knowledge, they find themselves strangers amongst the believers, amongst the Muslims, amongst the rest of humanity. The people who know the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because that which Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has blessed them from the understanding of this deen, and that they can see that the Muslims, the masses of the Muslims, have left Islam, are not practicing the deen of Islam. Those ulama, those people who understand Islam and are trying to practice Islam, they find themselves as strangers amongst the people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to obey those strangers. As Allah tabarak wa ta'ala tells us, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولَ وَأُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْكُمْ. All who believe, I command you to obey Allah and to obey His Messenger and those in authority from amongst you. Those in authority from amongst you are the leaders and the scholars, the people of knowledge from amongst the Muslims. Those people of knowledge are the people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us, فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Ask the people of dhikr, the people who have knowledge of revelation. Ask the people of knowledge when you don't know. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has raised these people. يَرْفَعُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ دَرَجَاتٍ. Allah has raised those from among you who believe to a level, and those who He has given knowledge to a level. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has raised them to a level, and those people from Ahlul Ilm, they are strangers amongst the masses of the believers and the masses of the Muslims and the masses of humanity. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the people who hold fast to the Sunnah, the people who hold fast to the Sunnah, strangers amongst the ulama, strangers amongst the believers, strangers amongst the Muslims. And how strange are they amongst the rest of humanity? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guided a group of the believers with the people who have knowledge to the Sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And these people are strangers amongst the rest of the people. These are the people that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is speaking about when he says, سَتَفْتَرِقُ أُمَّتِي عَلَى ثَلَاثٍ وَسَبْعِينَ فِرْقَةٍ كُلَّهَا فِي النَّارِ إِلَّا وَاحِدًا قِيلَ مَا الْوَاحِدَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ قَالَ الْجَمَاعَةِ. وهذه الرواية صحيحة وفي رواية أخرى حسنة قال صلى الله عليه وسلم ما أنا عليه اليوم وأصحابي. The Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, my ummah will be divided into 73 sects. All of them in the hellfire except one. They said, which one is that, Ya Rasulullah? He says, the Jama'ah. And in another narration explaining this narration, he said, it is those people who adhere to what I adhere to today and my companions. Those people who have been blessed to follow the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. They are strangers amongst the midst of the people. They are strangers. And then those people who are the most strange among the rest of that blessed with being on the Sunnah. They are not only the people of knowledge of this deen. They are not only the people who have been raised to the level of mu'mineen. They are not only the believers, the Muslims, but they are the people who call the rest of humanity to the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They are the people who are patient with the hurt and the harm that they receive from those people who oppose them. These people are the people calling to the truth, and they are the strangers that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is praising in this hadith more so than anyone else when he says, indeed Islam began strange and it will return to being strange as it began. So give glad tidings to the strangers. So Toba lil Ghuraba, and give glad tidings, or Toba is the tree in Jannah. And some of the people say Jannah for the strangers. And they are, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained, those people who corrupt the people when the people have gone corrupt. They are the people calling to the truth. They are the people standing on the truth. They are the people being patient with being on the truth when the masses of the people in general and the Muslims in particular have opposed them. These are the people that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is praising in this hadith. As the ulama of Islam explained, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us in these times of strangeness among the ghuraba. Walhamdulillah. Bismillah. الحمد لله وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد, the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, and this authentic hadith is reminding us of living in the times of strangeness. And really no one among us has to be reminded that he is a stranger, because he sees himself with his beliefs, he sees himself with his dress code, he sees himself with his character and his manners being strange amongst the masses of the believers, amongst the masses of the disbelievers. Those who are believers, they see themselves as strangers amongst the Muslims for practicing Islam, for coming to the masjid and establishing the five salah, and not only coming on Yawm al-Jumu'ah, they see that they are strangers. There's a whole congregation here on Yawm al-Jumu'ah, and we see how many few people come to the rest of the salah. They are the strangers that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, has praised on the tongue of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the statement, فَطُوبَى لِلْغُرَبَى. And those people who gain knowledge, who come to the classes to learn the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, those people who sit with the people of knowledge, those people who read the books of the people of knowledge, those people who try to learn how to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as He ought to be worshipped, those people who learn how to fear Allah as He ought to be feared, those people who learn how to believe in Allah as He ought to be believed in, these people find themselves strangers amongst the rest of the people who are just practicing Islam, not trying to increase their iman, not trying to increase their knowledge of this deen so that they can earn a higher place in Jannah. Those people, they find themselves strangers. Akhi, why are you reading all of those books? Akhi, why are you spending all of your time going to those classes? Why are you wasting your money traveling to be with the people of knowledge? Those people are strangers amongst the rest of the Muslims. And then those people who hold fast to the Sunnah, they're among the stranger. The stranger, strangers among the strangers. As the people among the believers have left the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to establish the 34 salawat in the masjid, not only Salatul Jumu'ah. This is from the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam. From the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wa salam is to grow his beard long and to trim his mustache. From the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not to give the salams to the disbelievers until they greet you first. We find the people who stand on the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be strangers amongst the rest of the Muslims, because the people don't even know the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Most of the Muslims don't know the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wa salam. And the people who are calling the rest of the Muslims to the Sunnah, they're even stranger. By calling the people to the Sunnah, by being patient when the rest of the people oppose them, when they are calling the people to the Sunnah, these are the strangers that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is speaking about, is praising in this authentic hadith. They are strange in their adherence to the Sunnah, when the majority of the Muslims adhere to bid'ah and following of their desires. They are strange in their belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when many of the Muslims have adopted the beliefs of the disbelievers and then incorporated these disbeliefs into the belief of Islam. The strangers, the people on the Sunnah, they are strangers against the rest of the Muslims with their making of the Salat. As they try to make their Salat like the Salat of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And all of their acts of worship, they try to worship Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in accordance to the Sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the overwhelming masses of the Muslims are saying, I thought my father is doing something and I do it the way that they do it. They're strangers in their methodology. And the methodology of the Muslims nowadays has become the methodology of we heard it and we follow it. We heard the people doing whatever they're doing and we follow it. The people who are strangers, they're holding fast to the methodology of the people who hold fast to the Quran and the Sunnah, the way that it was understood and practiced by a righteous Salaf. They're strange in holding fast to this methodology, when the methodology of the Muslims nowadays is I follow Imam so and so, I follow Shaykh so and so, I'm on Madhab so and so, I'm on Tariqah so and so. And the people who hold fast to the methodology of the Salaf, they find themselves as strangers amidst the rest of the Muslims. And the people who only attribute themselves to the people who have come before them, even in their affiliation, they find themselves strangers. What is your Madhab, Akhi? My madhab is the madhab of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Whoever says this in today's world amidst the Muslims is a stranger.
The Muslims who say we adhere to God, which the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions adhere to, they find themselves as strangers amidst the Muslims. The people who try to stand on this deen, they find themselves in the worship of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, or in their everyday affairs, they find themselves as strangers amidst the Muslims. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam has told us, indeed this deen began strange. Indeed Islam began strange, and it will end or return to being strange as it has begun. So give glad tidings, so tawbah, so jannah for the strangers. They are the people who correct themselves when the people have gone astray. And this is one category of the ghuraba, of the strangers. And the other category is that they not only correct themselves, but they try to correct the rest of the believers when they have gone astray. And this is the highest level of being a ghareeb, or among the ghuraba, from among the strangers. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among the highest level of the strangers, and to reward us with the reward of the strangers. And at least we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among the lowest level of the ghuraba, or of the strangers. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us firm on our Islam. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to raise us to the level of being believers. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to continue raising us until He raises us to the level of people of knowledge. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to raise us to the level of the people who practice the sunnah in their lives. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to raise us to the highest level, to the level of the people who stand on the sunnah and call to the sunnah and are patient with the harm that the people who oppose them with being on the sunnah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the good in this world and the good in the hereafter, and to save us from the hellfire. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for Jannah. Oh Allah, we ask you for Jannah. Oh Allah, we ask you for Jannah. Oh Allah, save us from the fire. Oh Allah, we ask you to save us from the fire. Oh Allah, save us from the fire. Walhamdulillah.